And the game runs like this. The only thing you really know is what you can put into words.
Like a violin or a cello, it has a sounding box because that gives resonance to the sound. And in the same way, the cortex of the human brain enables us, when we are happy, to know that we are happy. And that gives a certain resonance to it. If you're happy and you don't know you're happy, there's nobody at all. Suppose I love some girl, rapturously. Well, how am I going to prove this? Well, say, write poetry. So if I'm an artist and I can put this into words and convince everybody that I've written the most ecstatic love letters ever written, they say, all right, okay, we'll admit it, you really do love her. But supposing you're not very articulate, are we going to tell you you don't love her? This is the whole problem for us. Once you start thinking about things, you worry as to whether you've thought enough. There was a young man who said, though, it seems that I know that I know. What I would like to see is the eye that knows me when I know that I know that I know. And this, though, also, this is the price you pay for knowing that you know. For being able to think about thinking, to feel about feeling. We are playing a game. We are playing a game for being able to think about thinking. This is the price you pay. We are playing a game.